As far as our running game, we left a lot of production on the field. Was my conclusion after going through the tape and going through the grading sessions with the coaches. And frankly, Alex Green not getting carries was a poor performance by myself managing how we were running the ball. So we'll continue forward working both James and Alex and get those guys ready in our preparation for the Giants.
Mike, is there any indication that BJ's ankle is less severe than it was a couple when he missed those games?
I would say the early diagnosis on BJ's ankle, yes, it's less than the injury he suffered a few weeks back. I thought our young players in the secondary played extremely well. Casey Hayward was extremely productive. Had a lot of opportunities. I was very impressed. Probably might may have been his best performance of the season. MD Jennings is a big play. I thought he graded out well. Who else? Oh, McMillan. He played very well. I was thinking about the game balls, and because we actually had a hard time sorting out who was getting what. So. I thought that our yarn plays. I thought Desmond Moses played extremely well in his first opportunity. And outside linebacker, playing a full game and a number of snaps that he had. So defensively, we graded out very well, and clearly was the strength of our performance yesterday.
Who did get game balls, Mike?
Well, actually, A.J. Hawk and Ryan Pickett are going to get the game balls on defense. But we also recognized, MD for his play and also Casey Hayward for his play.
You said yesterday after the game, Jennings was one of the best plays you've seen since you've been here at Green Bay. After you went back and watched the film, do you still feel the same way?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've had some big plays here. But I think part of it, too, is sometimes the emotion of game and it's been fun to watch MD get better and better with his opportunities. But the ability to go up and make the play, also to avoid the first tackle that he broke to extend the play, and also with that the reaction of the rest of the defense to get out in front of him in the blocking down the field and so forth. It was a great finish. We talk a lot about time clock of plays, extending plays, and it's just such a great example of our defense in that particular play when obviously we needed it. So, yeah, definitely it was clearly one of the most exciting plays in my opinion.
Can you talk about how the kind of new look of the line held up and why barely was it difficult?
Well, first talking about our offensive line versus their defensive line, I think you have to first give credit to their defense, their particular defensive line. I thought they did a good job against us. We felt it was going to be a hard day. Going against them, have a lot of respect for their ability, playing on that surface and in the crowd noise and so forth, and it was a challenge. But I thought the communication and the way things worked out during the game, I thought our front guys did a really good job, and that was part of us being able to go down there and score when we needed to. I thought our quarterback was exceptional. I thought Aaron, when you think of Aaron Rodgers, you think of big plays and tight spirals and just doing all these big things. And a game like that for a quarterback, that's hard. I think that shows you the true character of a tough championship quarterback. Just to stay the course, we put him in some tough spots. It wasn't the best game that I called as a play caller, but I just thought just the way we grinded that thing out, and it wasn't our best day on offense by no means, but the way they just kept grinding and grinding and able to score there at the end. I thought that's something that we can really build off of.
Like, what didn't you like about the game you called?
Well, I knew that was going to be a follow-up, so I'm ready for this. But, I think there's a – when you go back watching the game last night, you go back and there's calls that that you don't like. There's a few too many, frankly. Didn't adjust as well or as quickly to some things as we should have. So, but it's once again, it's about information that you're given, and obviously you have the pictures, and we probably would have went a different direction earlier in the game.
Mike,
Mike Darren said after the game, these are the kind of wins when you reflect after the season, they bring a smile to your face, probably because you're shorthanded. You didn't execute all the time the way you wanted to. What does it say to you about the makeup of your team and what that forecast going forward when you can win in those situations in an environment like that?
Well, you have to learn from the past. That's important. Our whole focus coming into this season was to be a more athletic football team and be a more well-rounded football team. And I feel like we've definitely accomplished that from a personnel standpoint, and you're seeing that come together as a football team. And, we have challenges and adversity just like every team during the course of the year. But, you get into these division games, especially the way they're lined up now with such a long stretch of so many, obviously four of the next six. But these games bring so much more. And I meant what I said yesterday. I mean, every win's a good win, but division wins are special, especially on the road, especially in November. And it gives you that big chunk of confidence that you can build off of. And that's how you grow. That's the energy for growth. Winning that game yesterday is the way you, frankly, probably want to win it. We knew it was going to be, some tough sledding. You could come off of a bye. There's benefits of the bye. But also their team that, they now have six losses. And, there's a ton of urgency from the Lions yesterday, which you fully expect. It's becoming a little bit of a rivalry, just the energy in that game. So that's a big win for us.
Mike, what's your plan for Mason? How do you
Mason Crosby, he was here today. Him and Sean Slocum had an opportunity to go through a number of things. I was not part of their conversation, but I have confidence in the plan as we move forward. Mason's a He's an extreme fundamentalist, and he really just needs to trust the process through his preparation and just stay focused on that and carry over, as far as performance. And Mason Crosby's my kicker, so we can just stop right there.
Mike, do you have to consider –
I'm sorry?
What was the thought process, though, of going for it on fourth and four rather than trying to make full field goal on that second possession?
What's that? That's not
rather than send, fourth and four early in the ball game, you go for it rather than try to kick a field goal.
Well, I felt comfortable in the situation. Obviously, feel comfortable with our quarterback. If you want to, play statistic games, look at the fourth down conversions. I mean, it favors the offense. So, I at that point in the game, in the week of preparation, I wanted to be aggressive to start the game, and that was my mindset.
Mike, do you have to alter your thought process with that now? Do you take less 50-yard field goals till he gets his confidence back? Do you have to consider those kind of things now?
Well, I'm going to trust the work week. I mean, that's why we practice. I mean, go down and watch him, hit the football, and it's no different than the pregame. I mean, there's a process that we go through every pregame, and when I come out on the field, Sean shares the information about everybody, their workout, both Tim and Mason, how they're hitting the ball, wind conditions, and so forth. Obviously, in the dome, there's nothing really to talk about there. So I'm just going to trust the process and trust our players.
Mike, philosophically, why is it important to you and to Ted to be patient with guys that maybe aren't going through tough times, whether it's injuries with other guys or, Mason's in a slump here, but there's no knee-jerk from you guys?
Well, you got to practice what you preach. I mean, you spend a lot of time together. Our guys work hard. In Mason's case, he's an excellent fit for the type of human being is. He's a great representative of the Green Bay Packers in his time here. We have history together, and I believe in him. So I don't think it really needs to go past that. But he has a job to do, and he's not doing it the way it needs to be done. And he recognizes that. I've recognized it, and we'll continue to work through it because I know he can do it. So it's not that I'm not worried about, trying to ask the player to do something that they can't do. This is not that case. So I believe in our process. I believe in the way we train our players. I believe in the way we treat our players. We feel we go over the top as far as everything we do here in Green Bay. It's about the players, the locker room, the facilities all the way through, and especially during tough times, that's when it has to show up.
Two more.
What What happened on the 58-yard attempt, and did you get an explanation from the officials why that's?
Yes, it was through Tom Crabtree's motion was too abrupt. So, as we were trying to draw them off sides, that's against the rules.
Mike, do you think there's a chance you could get either Jennings or Matthews into practice?
Just had to talk, you know, the chance to talk to Pepper. Really didn't talk about Gregor or Clay, so I'll probably have a better idea for you on Wednesday. I was really in there checking on BJ, so BJ Rajay saw that. And we feel like we're in pretty good shape there.
Mike, when you address the team in your message this week, they're going to be asked a lot about the playoff loss to the Giants. How do you handle that subject with your team? Do you want them to think about it? Do you want them not to talk about it? Let them use it as motivation? How do you handle it?
I'm not real concerned about the loss to the Giants last year. I mean, just watched it. It's going to be part of our cut-ups. We have history with the Giants, recent history, which regardless of what happened in the past, it's still part of your preparation. So our game last year in the regular season, our game in the playoff game, our playoff game, the games that they played this year, that they'll, you know, if it's painful that to the individual, that's just something that I guess we're going to have to deal with, but it is part of our preparation process. And you know, we're focused on getting 8-3. So I understand there'll be questions about it, but I mean, we can't change it now. But it's video, and there's things you do preparing to that game that hopefully will help us in our preparation this week.
Mike, what does it feel like to have a defense playing at the level that it is? That if your offense isn't, if you're not calling a great game, or Harris not playing well, your offense isn't going well, you have a defense that can win games.
Well, I think it goes back to, you know, my answer earlier. You know, our whole goal going into this season was to be a better, well-rounded football team, and I feel like we are headed in that direction. Clearly, our special teams has graded out consistently as our best unit. Defensively, graded out this week as the best unit. So, offensively, we got to pick it up. We did not grade out very well, but with that, that's how you win the hard games. That's why you win the tough games, and that's what good teams do. I really like the character makeup of our football team. I think we have excellent leadership at the top of our, at the top of our team as far as, experience and the veterans. But also, I see a bunch of young guys growing, and that's something that we challenged the football team at the beginning of training camp. Leadership doesn't just, you don't just start being a leader after your sixth or seventh year. I mean, it starts from the first day you arrive here. So we're continuing to try to develop those guys, and I like the way it's going.
Thank you, Mike. I know why you're growing the mustache.
We can save that for the show, Lance. Okay.
I'm sure it'll come up, but is that?
I was trying to leave. Okay. All right. Go.
Yeah. Near and dear to your heart, or if there's a reason why you're doing it.
The mustache is for the recognition of prostate cancer. The month of November, and I'm looking forward to November 31st, midnight.
All right.